This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody
to the members of the Security Council, I must say, enough is enough. We have taken an incremental approach, and despite the best of intentions, it has not worked. Members of this council will no doubt urge negotiations and a return to talks. But as I've just outlined, we have engaged in numerous direct and multilateral talks with the North Korean regime, and time after time, they have not worked. The time for half measures in the Security Council is over. The time has come to exhaust all of our diplomatic means before it's too late. We must now adopt the strongest possible measures. Kim Jong-un's action cannot be seen as defensive. He wants to be acknowledged as a nuclear power. But being a nuclear power is not about using those terrible weapons to threaten others. Nuclear powers understand their responsibilities. Kim Jong-un shows no such understanding. His abusive use of missiles and his nuclear threats show that he is begging for war. War is never something the United States wants. We don't want it now. But our country's patience is not unlimited. We will defend our allies and our territory. The time has come to exhaust all diplomatic means to end this crisis. And that means quickly enacting the strongest possible measures here in the UN Security Council. Only the strongest sanctions will enable us to resolve this problem through diplomacy. We have kicked the can down the road long enough. There is no more road left.
North Korea poses a threat, not simply to its region, but truly to global peace and security. This latest test has been rightly condemned already by most of the governments represented here today. We have passed 8 sanctions resolutions on North Korea. The country is subject by this council. And yet still, North Korea continues to put its illegal missile and nuclear programs ahead of international law, international security, and the will of this council. Mr. President, North Korea has created a deeply dangerous and unstable situation. The United Kingdom will work with our partners on this council and beyond to tackle the challenge. I urge all states to join us. Thank you.
Both the United States and the United Kingdom in concert there. The challenge is, are you going to get China and or Russia? Well, you can't even and or. They both have to, because in the Security Council there has to be unanimity. And it, at this point, it would seem that Russia is reticent. China is trying to do everything they can. But, you know, in all cases, what this is all coming to is, do you want a nuclear war? Kim Jong-un, as Nikki Haley said, and rightfully, he's begging for a war. You know, this is kind of reminds me of what James Dobson once said when we talked about the you know, the rather stubborn and stiff-necked child that you have. He says that if little Johnny stands before you with his hands on his hips and wants to be disciplined, wants to be spanked, he firmly believed that little Johnny should not be disappointed. And in this case, it kind of reminds me of the same thing. This is his book on the strong-willed child. And you've got Kim Jong-un that is rather strong-willed himself. And clearly operating outside of the boundaries of what you would, as most would see, as the boundaries of reason. It is a big risk here and a big card that he is playing. I'm not sure what his end tactic is. You know, some have said that don't think him to be as crazy as you may think. That there is a means to an end, and what he's really pushing for here is, you know, is bringing North and South Korea together as one. That's his end game here. So he's hoping that if he creates enough consternation that the international community will bend and allow the Koreas to be one once again. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. The conversation continues. Thanks for being with us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
As if our hands weren't filled enough already, huh? Just with America's issues, we've got international issues. And, of course, things of what are happening in North Korea, and it's being reported that they're getting ready to release an ICBM, and this is on the heels of that hydrogen bomb blast, Scott, you know, over the weekend. You know, as Nikki Haley says, that, you know, Kim Jong-un is begging for war. And, you know, I know that Putin and Russia and even China, you know, are a bit reticent. But it's like, okay, what are your ideas here? Because what we've done in the past is not working. You know, this appeasement program has brought us to this point. And, you know, Kim Jong-un is forcing the question at this point, and he is pushing clearly to bring the Koreas together as one, and he as the preeminent leader. That is his worldview. So I don't know how much room of negotiation you have there, because as Nikki Haley said, that's not going to happen. And they're certainly not going to let down their guard, you know, and say, okay, I mean, Korea is saying, hey, look, at if you stop your military practice, we'll stop our movement of missiles. Like, you think that's, I mean, that sounds to me like such a temporary Band-Aid. What do you say?
Yeah, again, I think this, I don't understand why this is hard. Like I told you on Friday, this is terrorism. Mm. This is, what he's doing is terrorism. Mm. If any other country in the world did this, everybody would condemn it, and they'd be all over it.
Exactly.
Why is it so hard for Russia and China to say no? You're wrong here.
Mm. Well, I think part of it is that, you know, first of all, you got Donald Trump and the United States on the other side, which, you know, China, you know, they may be warming up and kind of accept the United States because, you know, we're a very active and definitive trade partner with them. I mean, they get a lot from us. So that's positive. But hey, look at, we're the West, and we're actually in China's way, because, you know, if the truth be known, China wants to be the leader of the free world, you know. They want to rule everything. And now you got Russia on the other hand. They want the very same thing. And so what they're calculating is, okay, if this takes the United States out, if it gets them out, and then now that opens the way for us leading the free world, then you know, it's all good here. But yet what they're playing with is the free world. The free world itself is at risk. And, you know, they're trying to calculate some things here and realizing that this isn't happening, you know, in the natural form of economics or some other catastrophe. This is happening by this rogue regime. And so this is why I see the reticence on the part of China and Russia. It's like, okay, are you guys ready, you know, to take over? Do you feel like you're really in the position to take over as the leader of the free world? Let the United States go. Let it play out and see if they come out as the one standing. If not, then, hey, look, we get to slip in and take over the position, right?
Yeah, I agree with you.
I mean, I think that's what's in play here, and this is why they're holding back. I mean, and like you say, it's pretty simple, you know, because you got to answer the proposition of what's in it for me, and what's in it for China and Russia is the possibility the United States goes under, and you know they move into the number one position. Certainly China ahead of Russia, but even still, it's like up to now, it's kind of like, you know, Russia seems to be the one that can't do a whole lot, but they'll jeer and they'll stick a stick in the spokes of anything that's American and be problematic. And, of course, they're loving all this situation that's going on here domestically relevant to the interference, Russian interference of the last election. I mean, they are the proverbial boogeyman here. You know, and when you have boogeymen, they always seem to have more affect than what is really true. And I think a lot of what we're dealing with because of partisan politics is that we've enlarged Russia. We've made Russia greater than what it really is. I mean, it's this peanut country, and we've given it place in great measure. And here we are. We're spending a ton of flipping money over this whole Russian collusion deal. And because of politics, you know, there can't be somebody to sit there and say, you know what, this is stupid. This is a waste of money. You know, this didn't happen. There's no clear measurement. We've already had, many of the experts go, look, there's no collusion here. And so now we're paying for a special prosecutor going through all this exercise and everything. For why? Because somebody who was, you know, I think now we're at this point to appreciate that she was a flawed candidate because she lost and because the media had ginned this thing up. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I think we should send the bill of this whole thing to the media. They're the ones that helped create this deal. And let's send the bill to them. I mean, why should we, the people, pay for it, Scott?
Well, again, I tend to feel like for some reason the government gets this idea that they created the boogeyman, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Russia, everything is Russia, everything is Russia. And now you're starting to, you're actually hearing, you know, not only, you know, speaking of the flawed candidate, but you're also starting to hear that Comey wasn't doing things really above the board.
Right. Well, he's all part of this deep state, you know, what they call the deep state, the establishment, whatever it is that you want to define it as. And what seems to be coming out loud and clear, you're exactly right, is that Comey was a card-carrying member of the deep state, complicit with Loretta Lynch, the president. Something that, you know, we've had a couple of former FBI experts, experienced people in the FBI on the show. And what have they said? I mean, they're disappointed, and they kind of knew that Comey bent that way. And but it always concerned me, and they even still say it to this part, is when somebody says, gosh, you know, he was a great guy, he's a very honest guy, all this stuff, you know, and when somebody says that, why are you telling me that? Are you telling me your doubts by trying to tell me each time that he has so much credibility? I mean, if you remember, not that long ago, that's what they said about James Comey. And the things that they talked about the Clintons, it was always that. It's always this propaganda, always this spin about them. And going, you know, well, it's a matter of fact, Barack Obama, the same thing. Things are said about Barack Obama that, you know, are said in such a way that it's inarguable. You can't think anything different because they have said that, you know, Barack Obama is this way. And if you question it whatsoever, then you're accused of being some sort of racist.
Well, I think the biggest issue is that if you have to tell me somebody's honest, I guess my default that I have with people is I'd like to think that everybody I talk to is going to tell me the truth. You know, and so I'm with you when somebody tells me that, oh, this person's really honest. Well, wait, why are you telling me that? What's going on there?
You know? Exactly. Well, it definitely brings to question and raises flags. That's what it does. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. The conversation continues. When we come back, we're talking DACA, and we're also giving an update on Hurricane Harvey. And, yes, another hurricane, Cat 5 now. It has increased to, we're talking about Irma.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
DC, there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
an update on sort of where this moves now? Because you've got the shelters, and some people are moving out of the shelters. Some people are being taken to other locations in Dallas. Where are you now on this?
Well, right now, I am concerned where Rick is in Beaumont. Mm-hmm. Power went out about a half hour ago. There is no drinking water in Beaumont. So we are really focused on the entire breadth of this storm, which would be like a storm hitting New York and Maine having repercussions from it. That's how big this storm is in the distance. So right now in Beaumont, 140,000 people, Martha, spotty power, no drinkable water. So our hospitals, our businesses can't operate. There's only one restaurant, I'm told, open in Beaumont. I was there Friday. The river just crested. So it's still a very, very significant event, including rescuing people today. If you go to the front end of the storm where it hit in Rockport, that was a wind issue, or we're getting those cities back up and running, but it will be a long time. And then, of course, Houston with 2.5 million people in a county of another 2 million people. We think we have, and I had sadly predicted this, that we may have 250 to 300,000 homes. Some will have to be demolished because the water sits so long, so much mold grows. Most can be repaired, but this is going to be, as Governor Abbott said, when it finally tabs up the total of dollars spent to recover, it will be $150 to $200 billion. And for some people, it will be months and months. And for our whole area, it could well be a few years before we get back to our new normal. And it's a chance for us, Martha, to rebuild our cities and making them the shining city on the hill. Yeah. It's a chance for us to take a look at all these issues we must address in our infrastructure that have sat for too long without being addressed for decades.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick of Texas, what a team. You know, I keep thinking between Dan Patrick and Governor Abbott there, what they have done in terms of providing leadership at the state level, you know, for the people affected by Hurricane Harvey. It's incredible. I mean, the job that they are doing, and he talks about, as many as 300,000 homes. I mean, the kind of building that has to take place. And right away, I mean, here we were, you know, we were talking about this last week, Scott, that our economy bouncing back, showing 3% GDP, and then we take a big hit like this. We've got a state that represents 4% of our economy being hit so heavily here. So, we've got some scrambling to do and serious dollars to be spent. And with Congress coming back, yes, today they're coming back to work, believe it or not. And, today, the opening session of Congress, the reopening after a month off, they've got a lot to deal with. And, of course, at the top of the list is going to be this urgent issue of funds for Texas, anywhere from 160. Now they're saying $200 billion, is what Governor Abbott has been talking about. Just a lot of money.
Well, let's see if they can actually work together. Yeah. I don't know about you, but I'm getting really tired of the resist.
Yeah, the resistance. Yeah, exactly.
Especially on something like this, there should be no resistance. This should be, you know, what can we do to help, and mm-hmm. how fast can we do it?
And I don't know, Scott, maybe this might be the preamble to it, to where they finally decide, okay, fine. I mean, you're going to have Maxine Waters, you're going to have some of the lunatics out there that, you know, are still going to go and march on and forward. But, you know, I got to think there's going to be a larger number of Democrats coming alongside to say, okay, look at this resistance stuff really not working. I mean, we've got real problems here and real issues, whether it's the people in Texas, whether it's DACA, you know, talking about, they're saying 800,000, as many as 1.7 million illegal young kids that have been brought here. They have no country. They have no country to go back to. And so this is a serious issue, but it's been an issue that, thank you very much, you know, our former president really set us up with, you know, in instituting, you know, a law, basically, and not even a law, but instituting a dictate that he knew was against the law. Okay, well, America's not messed up enough as it is, so let's just introduce another illegal law and another fracture in our legal system, and I'm going to pass an executive order to allow for this Dreamers Act. And, you know, of course, Trump talked about this on the campaign trail, and this resonated with Main Street. Now, what I think needs to happen is not, I don't like the argument that, you know, these kids are taking the jobs of other kids. Some of the fact of the matter is that like anything, like any competitive situation, you know, like Rear Admiral McRaven says, are you going to get up every day and make your bed? Are you willing to do what it takes, you know, to go after the job? And, you know, this is a great country that we've been blessed with, that we have been given the stewardship of. And we want people in this country that are going to add to the proposition to make America not great again, but to make it greater. And that's the opportunity that we have before us. And so these kids that have been brought here, you know, by their parents were the ones technically that broke the law. They are complicit in it, unbeknownst to themselves. So I believe that there are things, there are ways to accommodate and manage this talent that is there. Some of these kids have gone into the military, Scott. They have provided. Many are hardworking and doing a good job out there because that is the nature, and I would say in most cases, of Hispanics. You know, the culture is such that we always have known of hard work. We've not known of not working hard. So in whatever profession that these kids are involved in, whether it is the military, whether it is in science, and I mean, they run the full spectrum here. We're not talking, you know, that this 800,000 kids are all in the underworld and, you know, operating, you know, doing illicit things. Are there some that are doing? There probably are. As I say, they run the full spectrum. But I think just like anything, you've got to evaluate and break that down and make the judgment based on that. But before we get there, what law are we following? And this is what President Trump is saying. Is look at, you know, this do nothing Congress that is, you know, whenever things aren't seem to, you know, do not seem to be going the way the media wants it to become, they suddenly are straddled and labeled with this, you know, with this title of do nothing Congress. Well, this alleged do nothing Congress, which we know is not the case. They've been, you know, I think, dealing with a lot, and I think that they're caught in many ways in a bucket of gum. But as you say, some of this stuff is simple.
Well, this is another one of those times where, and I've said it before, the DACA was a executive order, right?
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
So, but that's the problem with executive orders. You can't cut. There, we have three branches of the government for a reason, for the checks and balances.
Yeah, but where was the other check and balance to say, look, this is an illegal order, and get this thing out of here? You know, why are we dealing with this, you know, what, 18 months down the road?
But this is the issue. It's just an executive order. If they actually cared about this, they would have worked to make it a law. They'd start working together.
Well, and Trump is calling the question. He's making them deal with it and saying, hey, look, at, you know, we're waiting for this announcement that'll be coming up here any moment that they're going to say, look, at, this is going back to Congress. They're going to deal with this, and they're going to make a law on this issue.
And that's what they're supposed to do. And
right.
And that's the problem with this. And that was the issue that, you know, everybody talks about how great, you know, Obama was and everything that he did. But most of his stuff can be undone with a simple signature. That's
right.
Not making law.
No, it's not.
That's pushing it off. That's pushing it down the line.
Yeah, what does it do for the, you know, the infrastructure in terms of legality? You know, all these things that President Trump has had to unwind in his first, you know, couple hundred days of office, as opposed to saying, okay, let's move forward and let's do stuff. I mean, meanwhile, we've got to, you know, health care in disarray and all these other issues. So this is just another case in the point. Thank you very much, the Obama administration. And let's not talk about any of the other scandals that are the non-scandals, right?
Well, I think they also get something confused. I'm not saying I don't want immigrants to come in. I love immigrants. That's one of the things I love about the country I live in.
Yeah.
But let's do it legally. And there's nothing wrong if we only choose the best and the brightest.
Without a doubt. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Good point, Scott. 29 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more again. In fact, Dr. Alveda King coming up next right here.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com. I don't need my name in life. I'm famous in my father's eyes. Make no mistake, he knows my name. I'm not living for applause. I'm already so adored. It's all his stage. He knows my name. Bill Martinez Live.
Whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates we have around the world, or even on shortwave, welcome to Bill Martinez Live, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. As promised, Dr. Alvina King is joining us now, evangelist and director of civil rights for the unborn for Priests for Life. Alvina, always good to be talking to you. How are you?
Good to talk to you, Bill, and hello to all your listeners. How's everyone?
Well, you've been rather close to this president, which is quite encouraging, because we keep the Word of God close to him. We keep praying for him. And with everything that has been going on in our turbulent society, whether it's Charlottesville or Harvey, and now we've got another hurricane bearing down on us that's now just been recategorized as a Cat 5. But President Trump did not know about about Irma coming down the way, but just looking at the state of our union, and he did something that many presidents before him have done, saying, look, we can't look for man to man for the answers. How about we have a national day of prayer?
I was so excited to hear of the national day of prayer. You know, I, along with the vice president, Dr. Ben Carson of HUD, and I have been invited to Phoenix to pray at a meeting for the president right before that. And then all of this hits, and he says, no, let's call a national day of prayer. So exactly. The fact that our president, President Donald John Trump, recognizes that the highest authority is God, and that we're not going to be able to do this on our own, is very, very encouraging. It gives true meaning to "in God we trust." And I believe that this nation, we're going to have to get our eyes off of human beings and focus and ask God to help us and then to follow that guidance. And I believe that the president really understands that. I believe that's genuine.
Well, that's the only way I think we can overcome some of these antithetical energies and interests that are coming against us. We call it the lunatic fringe, whether it's the white supremacists, the Antifa movement, you know, we got North Korea unhinged right now as well. And of course, the devastation in Texas and Louisiana. I mean, they're talking, Alveda, I mean, we're talking $200 billion that we'd have to deal with here in immediate sort of way with a country that's already $20 trillion in debt. If that doesn't bring you to your knees, I don't know what else it's going to take.
If you will allow me to say this, and I had not expected to say this, Bill, at all, but I was thinking about all of the money that America has given since Planned Parenthood and other abortion providers have received from our tax dollars since abortion became legal in America. I mean, millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's a drain on us with all of these disasters, and they're not, you can call them natural disasters, but there's nothing that humans can do to prevent it or stop it right now.
Right.
And so there's got to be some kind of relationship between us disregarding life and spending money on carnal things, for lack of a better word, and now we have this drain to try to rescue people in need. Of course we need to rescue the people in need.
Mm-hmm.
And I think some of the first dollars that the president should draw on is to defund Planned Parenthood and help these storm victims with those tax dollars. That's what I really believe that Congress should do, help the president do that. Take that money out of the abortion mill and help our people who are suffering from these disasters.
Well, I think that one of the things clearly, Dr. King, and I agree with you, is that what this tragedy has brought to mind here is the things that we need to focus on, in much the same way that Texans have demonstrated to us that it's about life and death. It's about coming together. I didn't see the Cajun Navy coming, you know, from Louisiana with, you know, white people only boats and black people only boats. I didn't see Black Lives Matter there saving a bunch of people. I just saw citizens. I saw Americans. I saw neighbors saving, you know, neighbors. You know, there, you know, to your point here, and I've maintained this all along, is that it's not that we have a money problem, we have a priority problem. And
that's the priority. That's the point. Stop wasting money and help people. That's what we need to do.
Exactly. And the thing is that, you know, with all the stuff that's going on and all the lives that are being saved, I was disgusted to read that a Texas clinic is offering no-cost abortions for victims of Hurricane Harvey.
That's
I know
crazy.
This. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, this is.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. I hadn't heard that.
Oh. You had not heard this?
No.
Yeah, this is, you talk about adding insult to injury. It's a group of abortion clinics around Texas has launched, believe it or not, they're calling it a fundraising campaign to finance no-cost abortions to victims of Hurricane Harvey as their way of providing assistance to those who have lost homes, property, or family members. I mean, how perverted has this become? But to your point, you see, we want to embrace the unnatural for some reason. And somehow because they come in and say, hey, don't forget about abortions, but we're going to, you know, keep it as part of the cultural fabric of America by offering free abortions and making it somehow, you know, tied to the goodwill and all the good things we've been seeing that have been demonstrated by the victims of Hurricane Harvey.
Unbelievable. And that's unacceptable. I'm so glad you told me that. I can get on social media, find that link and alert people. This is unacceptable, Bill. Thank you for informing me. This is why your radio show is so important. We get it first from you, information, true facts, not fake news. And we have to respond and do something about it. Wow.
You know, this is what's happening in our country. And now, you know, there's you know, some new undercover. I know you were writing about this, talking about giving real news, that we have undercover call details for late-term abortion procedure. And I think you had addressed this on your website. This was one of the things you blogged on. Can you tell us more about this?
Well, as I did blog on that, and I think it's very important. I try, as I say here, trying to have that up-to-date information right away to inform the people so that you can begin to write your members of Congress. You could write to the White House, the president, write to the vice president, your governors, and throughout. And so when we have immediate and rapid response information like that, then that is one of the things that I do as director of Civil Rights for the Unborn, is to immediately get onto social media and start alerting the network. So that's the kind of work that you will see me doing continually. I'm always a voice for defunding Planned Parenthood. I'm always a voice now for members of Congress to go ahead and get us some better health care instead of the HHS mandate that still has abortion interwoven and hidden all through that. So if we can all continue to do this, and I believe on your radio network you have a lot of leaders and boots on the ground and foot soldiers that listen on your show as well,
right.
Please stay active. Don't be discouraged. Don't be disheartened. Continue your work. It makes a difference.
Exactly. Yeah, we have been encouraging our listeners to invest even 5 minutes a day. It doesn't take a whole lot, but you got to have a plan. This is we've worked closely with some patriots across the country, the Tea Party patriots as well, and they have a 5-minute plan every day. You can go to their website, and it's just a reminder, because sometimes what happens, as you know, Alveda, the task is so huge that you go, okay, where do I begin? Well, you got to do something, but you got to start and start with the simple things. And even 5 minutes a day, you'd be surprised. Even if you did 5 minutes a week, that's 5 more minutes than what you did before. And this will all add up and will make an impact in Congress as they are coming back to work today. So we pray that God will give them wisdom and insight, you know, for the important things, the things that really matter, that are going to make a difference in the lives of Americans.
They have to hear from us. I have a book out, America Return to God, AmericaReturnToGod.com, and there's a new book coming out, King Truth, that'll be out in a few weeks, really. So I give some kinds of information. And Bill, if I can have about just a moment.
Well, we got about 5 seconds left. So
okay, classic movie, The Postman with Kevin Costner, is real old, but how they rescued a nation by communicating and getting the mail moving again. So do it on social media.
Don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan Lennon with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
800-501-1633. 800-501-1633. 800-501-1633. That's 800-501-1633.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Martinez, live. You gotta shake, shake, shake. Life can change, change, change. Brand new look so good on you. So shake like you've been changed. Come on and shake, shake.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Sometimes that's what it's like. You just got to shake it out of you, huh? And let's get up and rolling. Thank you so much for being with us. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, it is time for the Good News Girl. Yes, we're talking the one and only Samantha Mills Mao. Sam, of course, at Sam's Corner at Bill Martinez Live. She has all these great viral videos. Sometimes we can't get to them all. And sometimes it's almost like a high school annual. You can look back at Sam's Corner and just be reminded of the many great things and precious things that people are doing, you know, for other people, you know, and these are the stories that get omitted. They don't necessarily make headlines. It's ones that we always want to hear. And I know some people, you know, because time to time this comes up because the media gets, you know, jaded. And, you know, Sam, sometimes it's just, you know, it's what lead stories, if it bleeds, it leads. You know, sort of thing. That's kind of the mantra of news, and the uglier the better. But along the way, we miss out on the human aspects of life, don't we?
We do, and you know, sometimes, fortunately, I feel like it might be getting more common for good news to be popularized as well. Mm-hmm. You know, I think more people are starting to see a change in that. You know, a lot of the stories we've seen after Hurricane Harvey have been, you know, I mean, as devastating as many of them are, a lot of them have focused on the good news. And I think that we have a tendency to look at the bad news a lot. And that's always, you know, I went to school for journalism, and that was one of the things that, like you said, if it bleeds, it leads. It's kind of like, that's what, you know, this is the worst thing that happened the closest to you. That's local news. And then national news. But you know, I think people are starting to have a change. And a lot of these stories are going, a lot of the stories that you see going viral are good news stories. So I'm hoping that continues to happen, and we can help with that.
Well, and I think it says something, you know, to your point, that the good news stories go viral, and they're very touching, and because I think that what happens to Main Street is they hear all the bad news, and they think, oh my goodness, everybody's killing everybody. Everybody's, you know, yeah, killing their wives or their mother or their kids, oh, yeah, or whatever. Teachers are doing awful things. I mean, and you go, whoa, that's, you know, what is going on? You know, it doesn't seem to be happening in my city until it does or whatever. And, you know, so we can get jaded into thinking that that's the case. And, you know, again, we're grateful to the citizens, our American patriot brothers there in Texas, who have been there for one another and what they have demonstrated to us. Yes, there's some crazy stuff going on. I mean, some looting, and I mean, you've got some, even some goodwill people there, Sam, that are, you know, kind of keeping an eye out on looters and protecting people's property. And you see the signs there, you know, if you loot, we shoot. We hope that that's not the, you know, we know what they're doing. They're protecting the property. And if looters, right, see this, it's kind of, you know, understand that, look at, people are armed and, they can be dangerous. So, you know, they're protecting their property. Just because they've gone through this devastation doesn't give you any kind of right or entitlement to go out and steal and add to the devastation. Somehow justified in your mind that, oh, insurance or, you know, the people, you know, the government, you know, which is us, will make up the difference. It's just not right, you know, and, you know, and, you know, so anyway. Hey, let's talk about this man who's dedicating his life to helping his mom complete her bucket list. It's a cool story. I like this.
I love this story. You know, Rebecca is Danny Gillis. She immigrated here from England. She lived in Boston, and she worked in the hospitality industry for over 50 years. And when she was 75 years old, she was fired from her job. And she told her son, Sean Pierre, she's like, you know, I just don't feel like I have a reason to get up in the morning anymore. That's mm-hmm. what my purpose was. And I just, and, you know, I think a lot of people are experiencing that, you know, at any age. But, you know, when she's been devoting 50 years of her life to that, it's devastating.
Yeah.
And her son's like, you know what? We have this bucket list that they had already created. And he decided he's going to help his mom do it. And he ended up creating a film called Duty Free and documenting the whole experience. And, you know, I haven't gotten to watch the film yet, but you've seen little, you get to see little clips.
Right,
on the
exactly.
Screen. You know, people uh-huh. go to your website and see this. And, you know, she went skydiving. She milked a cow. She went to her sister's grave for the first time. She joined Ann's Instagram. And he said that his mom has more followers than him on there.
Oh, wonderful.
It's just a very, very cool story. And I always think it's a great thing to have a bucket list.
Yeah.
You know, something to look forward to like that. And make it simple things, too, so you can feel like you're accomplishing something. You know, we all should have a bucket list of things that we're checking off. My husband and I have one that we're trying to do together. So,
yeah, I'm not necessarily interested in going to the moon. I know some people that's an ambition, but, you know, that's just, you know, not on my bucket list. But, yeah, I agree. I think it's it gives you something to look forward to. Hey, there's another neat story here. Speaking of Harvey victims, you've got Mexican bakers who were trapped for 2 days. They made hundreds of bread loaves for Harvey victims. I mean, let me tell you, as a kid growing up, there is nothing better than pan mexicano. You know, Mexican bread is just really, really special. So I'm not sure exactly what kind of bread was given to the Harvey victims, but I'm sure these Mexican bakers really tore it up. It was good eats for the Harvey victims. Tell us about that.
Well, I love this story because, you know, there's so many stories coming out of Harvey, like I said, that it's difficult to choose. But these Mexican bakers made the most of a bad situation. They were trapped for 2 days, and they were like, you know what, we're going to make, they called it Hurricane Harvey Pan Dulce.
Uh-huh.
And,
that's great.
They decided to take that to those in need. It's El Bolio Bakery. And so they just spent all these hours. They were, like, the first 24 hours, they're just cranking out all this bread, and they're using this bad situation that they're in instead of being upset and panicking or, you know, like, spending the time wasted or complaining. They're like, you know what, we're going to make the most of this situation. We're trapped. We're going to cook for these other people. And there were other employees that were still trapped, and they were, you know, using social media to get the word out there that these employees were trapped.
That's so amazing.
Yeah, and I, you know, I've never gotten to try this kind of bread. I'm very interested. So if
you're done. You're done. You're done. Once you have it, you're history. Yeah, I'm telling you, it's
delicious.
No, it is. It's oh my gosh, and fresh. Oh Lord, have mercy. I'm telling you, it comes straight from the banquet table of heaven. That's how good it is. You're going to enjoy it. Now there's a Texas couple who saves a home from Harvey flooding with an aguatem. What was all this about?
This is very interesting. You know, they're talking about the Texas self-reliance, and this is something that comes into play here. And also with Hurricane Irma out there, I thought this would be a great story to include. Because if you check this out, this aqua dam cost this couple in Texas $18,000. They had it shipped in from Louisiana. They had their home flood last year in 2016.
Uh-huh.
So Randy and Jennifer Soka decided, you know, they had $150,000 worth of flood damage in 2016. We can't do that again. So they spent $18,000 on this aqua dam that came in from Louisiana in just hours. And they use water that they have to pump in and out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 3 feet high and 380 feet long and surrounded their house and it protected everything. You can still see, from an aerial view when you're looking down on the house, you can still see the green grass around their house and then the aqua dam.
It worked. It worked.
It worked.
Wow.
It worked.
Wow. What a great deal.
I said they should put these around.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not sure how this would work, but, you know, definitely worth the investment for people that live in a flood zone. And, you know, it's really cool to see it.
That's really cheap insurance when you think about it, right? $18,000. That's cheap insurance for what they went through. Well, smart move on their part. Great idea. And, of course, linked on our website there, BillMartinezLive.com. Now, let's talk about a vegetative patient's shocking recovery. This is an incredible story here, Sam.
Oh, it is. Juan Torres is 21 years old. And, you know, his parents had been told, you know, he was found by his mom back in July of 2013. He had choked on his vomit overnight.
Mm.
And, you know, they thought he suffered permanent brain damage. Doctors were like, he's not coming back. They said, you know, he was in wakeful unconsciousness. So sometimes vegetative states, you know, vegetative patients will retain their reflexes, but they don't really demonstrate what people think is consciousness. You know, I think that happened recently with the gentleman who came over from North Korea after he'd been there. And anyway, so he ends up waking up, and the thing that they discovered was he was conscious the whole time. He knew
really
what was going on. He remembered the doctor saying squeeze his hand or use this tennis ball. They even checked to see if he recognized certain people that were only around him when he was going through what they thought was a vegetative state, and he was able to pick them out. So this is really changing the way, you know, different doctors are looking at this, and maybe they can focus on it more to help other people.
Now, how long was he out, Sam? How long had he been in the vegetative?
It's for years. I believe it was 2 years. That let's see.
Yeah.
So he was in there for a long time, and now he's able to get up and walk around.
I thought you were going to tell me the first thing he asked for was pan dulce. Just kidding.
You know, I bet he would have if he had gotten...
Hey, if he'd have known about it, and I'm telling you. Exactly, yeah. Get that stuff away from me. I want pan dulce right now, you know. I've been asleep for a couple of years. Oh, what a blessing. What an incredible miracle, you know. And, you know, this is some of the things that happen that even the professional, you know, doctors cannot, you know, they don't have an answer for it other than it had to be a miracle from God. Okay, the final story, about 30 seconds. 11-year-old sets up a lemonade stand, raises, what, a couple of grand for the Ronald McDonald House?
I love this story. It's the Ronald McDonald House, actually, in Greenville, North Carolina, right here where I live. And Thomas Reese set up a lemonade stand twice a week on Highway 11, and he originally had wanted to make the money for himself, but he decided, you know what, I'd rather do it for other people, and that's what he's doing, and he was able to raise $1,200 originally, and then the church, Williamson Church of Christ, pitched in another $800 to bring it to an even 2,000.
I'll tell you, there's so much good that Ronald McDonald House does, and we've got to talk about them one time on the show. That's a wrap for Samantha Mills Mal. Thank you, Sam.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Did you know children are...